Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Monday, 26th of February, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open flat to negative as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a muted start for the broader index with a loss of 19 points. In the previous session, benchmarks ended flat after hitting new highs in the early trade as banking stocks bled and investors turned cautious ahead of release of GDP numbers. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take an immediate support at 22,190, while on the higher side, it may see an immediate resistance at 22,223. This week, though the bulls are likely to maintain their stronghold over the Lal Street, there may be volatility and consolidation due to monthly expiry of February futures and options contracts. With a focus on quarterly GDP numbers by India and US, followed by monthly global manufacturing PMI data and auto sales figures. Besides this, factors such as the movement of dollar index, US bond yields and crude oil prices will also influence market dynamics. In the primary markets, the action is expected to continue as six initial new public offerings worth over 3,300 crore rupees are set to hit bourses this week. Other than that, five companies are scheduled to list. Some of the IPOs opening for subscription this week are Platinum Industries, Exicom Telesystems, Highways Infrastructure Investment Trust, Oways Metal and Mineral Processing, Purv Flexipack, and MVK Agro Food Product. Meanwhile, let's look at some of the top stocks that will hog limelight in today's trading session. First is Kotak Mahindra Bank. As Zurich Insurance Company is planning to buy a 70% stake in Kotak Mahindra General Insurance Company for 5,560 crore rupees via primary and secondary acquisitions in a single tranche. Secondly, shares of Zee Entertainment will be in focus after the company said its board has constituted an independent advisory committee to review alleged widespread circulation of misinformation, market rumors, and speculation about the company. Thirdly, Ashok Leyland, after the company acquired around 50% stake in TVS Trucks for 25 crore rupees to strengthen the company's automotive business. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have fared. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones eked out another closing record high on Friday, with all three Wall Street benchmarks scoring weekly gains as artificial intelligence stocks had enough steam to keep the rally chugging along. AI poster child Nvidia advanced again, rising 0.4% and briefly trading above $2 trillion market valuation for the first time. Meanwhile, Asian shares were taking a breather near 7-month highs this morning as investors awaited inflation data from US, Japan and Europe that will refine expectations for future rate moves. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijay Kumar of Geojit Financial Services, who shares his take on whether Nifty can see further uptrend and hit another fresh lifetime high. Let's listen in.
An important characteristic of a bull market is its ability to set a new record highs. Nifty setting record after record this year is a reflection of the underlying strength of this bull run and the continuing momentum in the market. There are many positive cues for the momentum to continue. The mother market US continues to be supportive. Earnings growth from the US tech companies is excellent, lending support to the market. The US market continues to be resilient even while the rate cuts from the Fed, expectations of rate cuts from the Fed has come down. In India, the market leadership has slowly passed on to strong stocks like Reliance, ICICI Bank and Bharti Airtel, which are fundamentally sound and their prospects also look very good. This has the potential to impart further strength to the rally. It is important to appreciate the fact that In India, the market now, in the Indian market now, FII activity is not having much impact. It is the DIIs, HNIs, and the retail investors who are calling the shots now. That's the reason why FIIs are not selling aggressively, despite the 10-year US bond yield moving up to a very attractive 4.3%. These positives notwithstanding, there can be days of sharp corrections in some of the days going forward. Since valuations are high, some negative trigger can cause big selling and sharp corrections in the market. Profit booking also is likely from DIIs. But the long-term trend of the market is certainly up in the near term.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.